I'm discovering that I have men in my life that are realizing money can't buy you love. You know, we all grow up with these preconceived notions of what a marriage should look like, a relationship should look like. There's so many things that we are exposed to, and we gather this information as children, as teenagers, as young adults. And then in your 40s and 50s, you start realizing most of this is just bullshit. And when I say bullshit, is the smoke and mirrors that were presented to you. You know, some people got it right. You know, I can't argue with that. Some people got it right. And it was the people that I was like, that's weird. You know, well, this doesn't make any sense. But I'm going to tell you, as a 52-year-old woman who has done everything conceivably wrong in a relationship, let me tell you what I want. I had to tell myself, this is what I want. Not what I think other people want from me, or what society thinks, or, you know, marriage is a piece of paper, or it's a fairy tale, or everybody that's married is miserable. You know what? I had to come up with my own. What do I want? What do I want in a healthy, mature relationship? I want respect. I want to be valued. I want to be asked, what's my opinion on this? I want, at the end of the day, somebody who looks at me and goes, that's a strong woman inside and out, and she is not going to let me get away with any bullshit. She's going to ask me, what do I want? And in turn, I'm going to ask her, what does she want? I'm going to ask, hey, I'm thirsty. I'm going to go get a drink of water. Do you want me to bring you back a glass of water? Or, hey, I'm getting up to go upstairs to go grab something to munch on. You want anything, babe? That's what I want. You know what? I had to run into the store real quick. And I know Twix is your favorite candy bar. And you like M&Ms. And I really couldn't decide. So I got you both of them. I want, you know, your hair really looks nice today. I want at night to have my back rubbed and to feel some skin on skin and have that intimacy with no expectations. I want a date once a week. No, it is not too much to ask for. I want you to take me somewhere. You know what, babe? Today's one of those days. Let's go for a ride up Horsetooth Canyon. Let's see what we see. Let's stop for ice cream. Babe, let's stop for ice cream. This place is amazing. I want time with my significant other. We don't have to hold hands. We don't have to kiss under a tree. Like, what I want is, when you open the door for me, you put your hand on the small of my back. I want compromise. Baby, where do you feel like eating? Yeah, I feel like having a Mediterranean today. Let's go get that. Absolutely. Whatever you want. And you know what? I got it. I got one like that. Now, am I saying we're the perfect couple? Absolutely not. Do we cohesively go through life together? Oh my God, like unbelievable. 80 to 90% is us looking at each other and saying, yes, whatever you want. And that other 10% is, tell me why you came to that conclusion. Why did you think I would be okay with that? Hey, I had to make an executive decision. I couldn't get a hold of you. Cool. I am madly, deeply in love. After 12 years, I can honestly say that. I'm in love with this man still to this day. God damn, he treats me so well. And I'm not, we don't have any fucking money. We've never had money. And you know what? I don't care. I don't care because you can't buy love. And so many people are finding out I'm well established. I have a couple of bucks in the bank. There's nothing I can't give her. What exactly are you looking for? A mom to take care of you? Someone who wants sex on demand? Someone who never questions you? Someone who doesn't hold you accountable for your actions? Someone who says, you know what? If we're going to be in this together, we're going to work together. And by I mean work together, we're going to clean together. We're going to make decisions together. You're going to hear me out. When I have a problem with you, I'm going to be able to say it without being afraid. There's a reason why relationships fail. I should know. I'm practically Liz Taylor. Her mini-me. I tell you, when I figured out what I wanted, I didn't settle for anything less. Because there's that saying going around right now, if I'm too much for you, go find less. Gotta have standards. You gotta know what you want. You gotta mean what you say and say what you mean. Doesn't mean you can't be kind, considerate, compassionate, empathetic, have some sympathy. Spread that love on thick, people. Thick. THICCK. And I say it with passion. I say it with strength. I love hard and I play hard. And I just had to find the one who could handle all of this. And he handles it well. Ladies, there's nothing wrong with you. You may have to tweak some stuff. Gentlemen, same thing. Go spread that love on thick and let yourself be vulnerable and loved on. Trust yourself. If somebody is not trustworthy, keep moving. You will get what you deserve on the daily. What are you giving? You know by what you're getting.